Some of the most important planners of the September 11th attacks remain at large. Although U.S. officials say key leaders of al-Qaeda are either dead or on the run, authorities have had less success in tracking down several men who supported or financed the hijackers. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
President Bush laid out the U.S. war aims in a single memorable line in the days after the attacks.
Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
U.S. officials acknowledge that justice is not yet complete. The U.S. has killed one top al-Qaeda leader and captured another. Several mid-level operatives are dead. Afghanistan's Taliban government has been crushed and al-Qaeda operatives have fled. But U.S. officials say their best estimate is that Osama bin Laden is still alive and hiding in western Pakistan, and it has proven difficult to track down several other people linked to the September attacks. That list begins with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's a Kuwaiti man who's allegedly been involved for years in plots to attack the United States. U.S. officials believe Khalid Sheikh provided financing to a man who organized the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. A federal indictment says Khalid Sheikh was involved in a plot to blow up a dozen airliners over the Pacific Ocean. U.S. officials say he may even have been involved in discussions about flying planes into buildings. In 1995, police arrested several plotters. But Ronan Gunaratna, who wrote a book about al-Qaeda, says Khalid Sheikh and others got away.
The Americans believed during that period that when they apprehended Ramzi Ahmad Yusuf, Hakim Murad the pilot, and Wali Amin Khan Shah, that there was no need for them to go after the others because the core cell members have been captured. But they made a mistake. The people in the periphery gradually moved to the center and they took over operations. So the very ideas of them crash-diving planes onto strategic targets survived.
U.S. intelligence officials believe that Khalid Sheikh was involved in every aspect of the planning, financing, and execution of the September 11 plot. One official tells NPR that Khalid Sheikh may have visited Germany in 1999. A trip to Germany would have allowed him an opportunity to meet with several of the September hijackers. They lived in Hamburg at the time. Authorities are still seeking suspected members of that so-called Hamburg cell. The most important is believed to be Ramzi bin al-Shib. According to federal investigators, bin al-Shib might have wanted to hijack an airplane himself. He tried repeatedly to travel to the United States and enter flight school, but was denied a visa. A federal indictment says he made himself useful anyway. Prosecutors contend that bin al-Shib sent tens of thousands of dollars from Europe to hijackers in the United States. FBI Director Robert Mueller detailed one such payment to Zacharias Moussaoui, the man accused of plotting to become the 20th hijacker.
In early August 2001, Moussaoui received $14,000 from Germany sent to him by bin al-Shib.
Investigators believe bin al-Shib wasn't handing out his own money. He allegedly obtained the cash from yet another man who remains at large. Mustafa Ahmed al-Hassawi had power of attorney over several bank accounts in the United Arab Emirates. According to a federal indictment, he transferred tens of thousands of dollars to the hijackers. There's a second group of people with possible, though murky, connections to the plot. One of them is Tawfiq bin Attash, also known as Khalid Attash. He's an Afghan, the one-time chief of Osama bin Laden's bodyguard. In January 2000, he walked into a meeting in Malaysia, a meeting also attended by two future hijackers. Though officials say they do not know what was discussed at that meeting, they suspect it was an occasion to plan future attacks. U.S. officials have seen Attash mainly as a suspect in the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen. Yet another man is identified in U.S. intelligence reports only as Shakir. He, too, attended that Malaysia meeting. After September 11, according to a source familiar with his case, the man was detained by authorities in a country allied with the United States, but that country later freed him, saying it had insufficient evidence to hold him. Journalist Peter Bergen wrote a book about al-Qaeda.
For a conspiracy of this scale, there's an awful lot of things that aren't known about it, I think, and people who are not in custody. And perhaps that isn't surprising, since that's sort of been the pattern in the past. Al-Qaeda, as a general principle, the people who really organize those events are still at liberty.
One of the most senior suspects is Ayman al-Zawahiri. He's a reputed terrorist leader from Egypt who has become Osama bin Laden's most important advisor and personal physician. Terrorism experts say that in recent years, the Egyptian doctor has become so indispensable to al-Qaeda that he may almost never leave bin Laden's side. In order to find al-Zawahiri, all the U.S. has to do is find Osama bin Laden. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.